Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Don Lambrow is our guest. Don is chief political reporter for the Washington Times out of our nation's capital, and he's our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's good to have you back, as always, especially on a day where it's very appropriate to talk politics because it's election day. And
right.
And as many of my audience will know, today's a momentous day in places like Mississippi and Kentucky. Both of them are going to elect a new governor, or maybe not a new governor, because Mississippi could go back with the incumbent. I started to say Democrat, but he's not calling himself a Democrat anymore. But they could change. They could change governors. Also, Kentucky, I think, is going to get a new governor because I think those two guys are both new guys, and Philadelphia is going to get a new mayor, or maybe not a new one, but they could change their mayoral situation today. And then there's the big doings going on in Fairfax County, Virginia. I mean, this is really earth-shaking elections going on there where you are, aren't they, Don?
Well, that's right. We're one of the states that are voting on our state legislatures.
I mean, that's the vote that's going to be heard around the world, isn't it?
Maybe not, but it's important because this is politics and government closest to the people, down at the state legislative level, and here in Fairfax County, really close to the people because we're voting for the Board of Supervisors and the county officials who set the property tax rates,
mm-hmm.
so and how much Fairfax County spends, and. And how much of taxes. So this is important as one of the few states where we have state legislative elections today. So, and an important county, Northern Virginia.
Fairfax County is a very important county in Virginia, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the wealthiest counties in
mm-hmm.
Maybe the wealthiest in the country. Although we have a very diverse county,
Does it tend to be more to the left than to the right, or vice versa?
Well, I would say it's pretty much in the center, but in recent years that there has been a tilt toward liberals and the tax and spenders on the county board. We have a lot of services in Fairfax County, a lot of great schools and known for them. But despite the wealth of the county, maybe because of it, I mean, it's a very diverse county. We have a lot of immigrants in Fairfax County, and people of all over the world. I think it's a bellwether how things are going. We a year ago there was a special referendum on raising taxes, property to sales taxes, and that was just crushed
mm-hmm.
by the voters in Northern Virginia and elsewhere in Virginia. Virginia is still a very conservative state, and so that was a bellwether of how, despite the liberal news media say, well, people don't really mind paying higher taxes, when it comes up for a vote, so far it's just been steamrolled.
I get a kick out of some of the liberal talking heads, Don, who say, you know, I was thinking of one in particular, Al Hunt, who's with the Wall Street Journal.
I know Al.
Quite a bit, and he says, you know, I think the American people want to pay more taxes. I just laugh out loud when I hear you say that.
they don't, and we've seen it in election after election. That's not the case. So,
well, you know what I think they want, and I've heard people say this. And you know what I've said this, Don. I've said, you know what? Show me that it's going to be used effectively. Show me that it's going to benefit us in a way that only government can do. And that it can't be done by a private sector, and I'll give you more money for that issue. I think most Americans feel that way, don't you?
Oh, I do, and we've seen it recently, of course, with the referendum in Alabama.
Yep.
Governor Riley down there, Republican mm-hmm. governor, and who has over his career been very conservative. But we saw that tax referendum, the tax hike, was just crushed, and overwhelmingly by people on the lower income mm-hmm. brackets. So, these people who go around saying that, Americans don't mind paying taxes. Well, we don't, to defend our country. We don't mind paying taxes to defend our country and keep America free and independent and safe. But excessive taxes that are being wasted and take 30 to 40% of our income, mm-hmm. that's going beyond the pale.
Well, in Washington State had they defeated a tax increase there, too.
On lattes.
That was
killed, too.
Yeah. A latte tax. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it was in Seattle. I believe they were going to charge so many pennies per cup of coffee. And it was tied to, I believe, some sort of educational expenditures. It was supposed to go for good things. They voted it down. Seattle, a very modern, forward-looking community, mm-hmm. A community that is politically liberal. You would think, well, this is the place. This is where the best test case.
The only place.
Taxes. Well, they didn't. Not for their coffee, not for anything more. They're already paying enough taxes. And there's a feeling in the country, I think, that we give government a lot of money, make them spend the money we give them, spend it better, rather than asking for more right now.
Well, I think that's what
we're tightening our belts.
I think that's what's happening around the country. People are saying, you know what? You've wasted a lot of money, politicians. We know you have. You spent money like drunken sailors in the 90s, and now some of those chickens, sometimes say, those chickens are coming home to roost, and you're wanting us to bail you out. So you know what? We're not going to bail you out. Learn
right.
to live within your means. And you know what, Don? They're even saying that in some places. They're even saying that, knowing that services are going to have to be diminished while the correction is happening. And so, you know, they're not saying they're actually saying we're willing to vote on no new taxes, even if it's going to hurt us a little bit in the short term.
Yes, that's right. Because I think, we've heard a lot of scare talk and hysteria over the states and the budget shortfalls and the budgets, all except one in the country, under their constitution, have to balance their budget.
Mm-hmm.
And all terrible things are going to happen to this country and to state services. But you know what? They have to just cut their spending just like anyone else, just like a family.
That's
just
exactly
like a
right.
When the revenue slows.
Stand by, Don. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Don Lambrow. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. It's election day in America in a number of places. Some large elections, like the state of Mississippi and the state of Kentucky. Some are a little smaller, like the mayoral race in Philadelphia. And some are maybe not smaller, but just a little different, like the one in Fairfax County, Virginia. But regardless, it's an important day in America because this is a day when private citizens, individuals, just regular folks like you and me, go down to the polls and we do something that's one of the most powerful things that any human being has ever gotten to do, more powerful than any king ever got to do, and that's pull the lever to potentially change, to influence, to impact the way our country is run. And Don Lambrow, who's our guest, ladies and gentlemen, who's with the Washington Times, their chief political reporter, and also a syndicated columnist, Don, that's a big deal, and Americans should never take for granted, isn't it?
It certainly is, and particularly now in this period in our history of our country, we're in a war on terror that threatens us, freedom-loving people. So it makes the vote even more important. Mm-hmm. We go to get up in the morning today and know that people died for our right to vote.
Right.
Gave their lives for it. We're going to be voting in a little while here, so you're absolutely right on that.
Don, the The three elections I mentioned first, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Philadelphia, the mayoral race in Philadelphia, are those, you know, a lot of people say, well, Kentucky, so what, well, Mississippi, so what, well, certainly a city, a mayoral race, why do we care? But in the country is so, seems to be so fairly evenly divided, anything like that, any of those races are momentous for both parties, aren't they?
Well, John Zogby, the pollster, says we're a 50-50 nation, and I think we probably are. Not too long ago, we were 50-50 in the Senate. Republicans have just a slight edge there, and we're certainly 50-50 in the state legislators, legislature chambers, so that's another way to measure it, but we really are. I think on the electoral presidential level, I think we're, the Republicans have more of the edge. They certainly have many more states.
Mm-hmm.
You see the electoral map and the number of states that Bush carried over Gore. But in terms of number of voters, that's probably true. But I think that's changing, and I think it's, the country's becoming more conservative, and I think more Republican.
Well, one of the things that I think that if that's true, one of the things that I think is creating that is the advent of more small businesses, the entrepreneurial spirit. The 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, and the more people, and what I'm talking about now, folks, I'm not talking about party. I'm talking about just the way people feel about themselves and about what they have accomplished and what they own. The more people are independent, Don, and they're able to affect their own future, their own professional future, the more they want to keep what they earn, the more liberties they want, the less they want government involved in their world, and whatever party gives them that, I think is the way people will. I think that's the party that these people will migrate to.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it's something that I don't think the news media has really fully understood. Of this incredible movement of economic diversity and the explosion of entrepreneurs and small businesses, a number of decades, it used to be that the large corporate empires were the ones that really ran the economy, and that, of course, as you know better than anyone, is no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's now the smaller companies, small businesses, and the mid-size as well, who can be far more competitive than the giants. So I think politically that is changing politics in America. You know, small businesses, they spend their lives and their existence are made on the margin.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses. Keeping your costs down, keeping your taxes low, keeping government regulation at bay so you can be competitive and so you can innovate. And I think that the big political issues are between higher taxes, more regulation versus lower taxes and less regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing, I think, in today's elections, and we'll see next year's as well. That will continue. And Mississippi and Kentucky, where they have governor's races today, these are states that have had difficult times over many years in their economies. And in a region of the country, the South, that was once a very poor region, now is really moving out of that, but some mm-hmm. states like Mississippi and others have not. And you have Haley Barbour, of course, in Mississippi, really running on economic growth issues,
right,
and lower taxes. And I think that's going to be the issue from here on out for many years to come.
Don, give us, we're about to wrap up the hour, and I wanted you to tell us how people can find your pieces. I know they can go to WashingtonTimes.com. Is that right?
Yes, they can get it on the Washington Times website.
At WashingtonTimes.com.
They can subscribe
also
to the Washington Times National Edition.
Right.
Comes out every week.
Mm-hmm.
Call up the Washington Times website. You can see my column on Monday and Thursday.
And also, your column is in about 40, 50, 60 papers around the country, too.
That's correct.
And so check out his byline. Might be in your paper this week. Don Lambro, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Don will be back, I promise. Quick break. I'll be right back with Michael Cox. It's 29 After. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.